another way out. Another way out. Another way out. Another way out. And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And it's time right now for the Nardwuar de Human Serviette radio show. You just heard right there Brave Belt with their song Another Way Out. The personal pick of my guest today on the Nardwuar de Human Serviette radio show, Riri from the band Head, who are playing tomorrow night at the Railway Club. Also on the Nardwuar de Human Serviette radio show, an interview with NDP leader Jack Layton, an attempt to speak to Liberal leader Stefan Dion, and there will be no interview with Stephen Harper as I could not get anywhere near him. Right now, let's hear some Head and their song, Tire Shreddin'.
Saturday night. WYZ ARD with his cast. girl like that man, hanging out with her friends and running around, yeah. You think you'd like to be a friend, but hey, little fella, all depends, yeah. She's staying out late, moving with the crowd, or going to the party with the rest right loud, yeah. Cause now you know you just found out that this little girl likes stomp and share, yeah. Well, you may think she'll satisfy your soul. You may think you're gonna reach your goal. You better listen to what you've been told. No, my brother, Nico loves rock and roll. You see a little girl dancing at a show. You wanna talk to her, but you don't know, yeah. All your friends look in your way. What you gonna do? What you gonna say? Yeah. Do you think that you got what it takes to make it turn around and slam on the brakes? Yeah. When she says go, she just won't stop. She won't slow down. You're gonna drop. Yeah. I said you may think that she won't fit your mold. You may think she'll do what she's told. You may think she'll love a band. Friends are looking your way. What you gonna do? What you gonna say? Yeah, yeah. Cause now you know you just found out that this little girl likes stomping shit. Yeah. When she says go, she just won't stop. She won't slow down. You're gonna drop. Yeah, yeah. I said you may think she satisfies your soul. You may think you're gonna reach your goal. Better listen to what you've been told. Nico loves rock and roll. Nico loves rock and roll. Nico loves rock and roll. I said, you may think that she will fit your mold. You may think she'll do what she's told.
And one in London by and by. much for dreaming. What can you do? All your credits run dry. No time to be richer.
On Echo Beach, I watch the sun go down. Just here, we heard a whole bunch of tunes that you picked out personally for me, Nardwuar, a human serviette, the play on air with a Canadian bent. We ended right there with your song Girl Girl Action by Head. What can you say about Girl Girl Action by Head? You are playing tomorrow night, Saturday, October 11th, at the Railway Club with the Manipulators, the Dead Ghosts, the Master Apes. We just heard Girl Girl Action by Head. What can you say about that song?
Oh, it's a fan favorite. You know, it's on our last record, No Hugging, No Learning, and I think it has a nice ring to it, and it seems to people seem to like it. So.
And before that, Riri, we had, speaking of girls, Echo Beach, which might have been covered by Girl Trouble, Martha and the Muffins. You love your Canadian content, don't you? You love your Canadian content.
Yeah, Canadians, growing up with KVOS and in the local Vancouver channels on the cable TV, I was watching that more than I was watching stuff down here. So,
and I should say you're from Seattle, Washington, 90210. You're from Seattle. Ed from Seattle. We heard Echo Beach, Martha and the Muffins. When did you first hear Martha and the Muffins? And what's the story about the band Girl Trouble from Seattle not being allowed to pay homage to Martha and the Muffins?
Well, I heard that in junior high school, and, you know, now it kind of seems a little too quaint or something, I think. It's not really, it's certainly not a punk song, but it was played on KZAM, which is, in the early 80s, you know, was playing all this stuff like, I remember hearing, actually I heard Hawaii on there, the Young Canadian song, and the Ramones, and, you know, all that kind of stuff, back when it wasn't played anywhere else, and anyway, I heard that song, and I remember liking it. And then I was mentioning a few years ago to K.P. Kendall from Girl Trouble about I like that song, Echo Beach. And he said, you know, it's funny, I love that song, too. And we, at one point, I don't know if they actually did a song for it or not, but they were asked to do a song for one of the O Canada compilations. And KP suggested that, he goes, well, yeah, how about if we do the Echo Beach, and whoever put out that compilation didn't like the idea. I don't think it wasn't killed by death enough for him or something. So I think they actually didn't do a song for it, but anyway, that's the story behind that.
What station played the Young Canadians Hawaii? Because it was swearing in that song. That's amazing.
It was Stephen Rabo, who was a local... He was on KZAM, and actually, Kauai was on KRAB, which was a public station, sort of. And it was—I remember—it was called Your Unpopular Hit Parade. And that probably would have been like 1983 or something when I heard that. And then it was several years until I heard it again. I remember hearing it, and you know, I was blown away. And it was, you know, way before the internet and being able to find it easily. I eventually got it on at a store in New York on the 12-inch, on the Hawaii 12-inch. But, yeah, it was it definitely stuck in my mind hearing that on the radio. And it had the swearing on it. But that's right. It was on a public station or some, I think, real low-level station that the government probably wasn't tracking as closely as a commercial station.
Now, Riri from Head, what was the first punk band that you actually heard? You're from Seattle, Washington. You're coming up to Vancouver playing with your band Head tomorrow night at the Railway Club. What was the first punk band that you heard?
I would say actually it was probably the Ramones, and it was I was at Tower Records, and they were playing Road to Ruin. I think it had already been out. I think I heard it in '79, but I definitely remember hearing Road to Ruin, and it was. I Wanted Everything was the first song I heard, and I didn't know it was punk rock. But that was it. But at the time, I didn't know what to make of it. I remember thinking it was kind of stupid, and then I remember going and buying it later and kind of feeling embarrassed that I was buying it. And I told other people that story, and they were like, you shouldn't be embarrassed by that. I was all over that stuff when I first heard it, but I was in the late 70s, I don't know. I hadn't heard anything like it, and I didn't know what to make of it. But it didn't take long for me to get behind it, that's for sure.
How about the first local punk band or Vancouver punk band that you saw?
Well, the first show I went to was Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers, and the opening band was the Untouchables, who were from...
Los Angeles? The ska band?
No, not the ska band. It was, I think they were from Portland. And also Napalm Beach was on that bill. So that was pretty early on. And then I saw that summer, that was in 81, I saw the Dead Kennedys at the Showbox. And I think the Maggot Brains were the opening act. But the first Canadian punk band I saw was Insects. You remember them? INSEX.
Yes, I do, from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
They opened for Susie and the Banshees. And I remember the singer got hit in the head with a bottle, like someone smashed a bottle against his head or something like that. And, he wasn't pleased with that.
It's so great.
I just looked them up online today. I just happened to look that band up today, and I guess the singer from that band passed away.
What's so great, you are able to pay homage to them, and also you're able to buy a Young Canadians from Vancouver EP in New York. How much did that set you back?
It was old stock. It was funny. I went and bought, they had one out in the rack, and it had a rip in the cover. And then they said, "Oh, let's go. I'll go in the back and get another copy." And it was like $5 or $6, and it was a new copy. And then a year later, I went back to New York, and they still had the other copy with the rip on the cover, and I bought that one too.
A year later, you went back into the same store, and they had the same record.
It didn't have the, neither one of them had the single though.
But is that some sort of record, like returning to a store a year later and the same records are there?
Well, that was back, again, it was before, it was back in the old days when I don't think, in the late 80s, I don't think it was as much of a demand for it, maybe. But.
And you are Rick from the band Head, playing tomorrow night, Saturday, at the Railway Club in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And your band Head is going to be playing with The Manipulators, The Dead Ghosts, and The Master Apes. You've given me a whole bunch of tunes to play, Rick. So, we played Head, Girl, Girl, Action, Echo Beach, Martha and the Muffins. Then, we went into The Bums, Bum from Victoria with Your Disciple.
Yeah, yeah.
Recorded with Conrad Uno in Seattle, who you've recorded quite a bit with.
Yeah. Did Kurt Block produce that too? Or was that just Conrad? I can't remember.
Well, it was recorded in a studio, at least.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
Yeah.
Perhaps Kurt Block was involved, probably.
And one of those guys is in Budokan now, I think. Does that ring a bell?
Yes, Andrew, the singer.
Yeah. Yeah, they were supposed to play down here, but they haven't. I don't think they played here yet. But
and Rob is in a hardcore band called AK-47, and he also plays in a Misfits tribute band once in a while called the Astro Zombies. And Rick, before that, you picked out the Insignificant Specs with their song So Much for Dreaming. What can you tell the people about that? Because there's some interesting background on that particular tune. It's almost like information overload.
Yeah, well, I think we got that record, or I got that record from you at one of the times when the Evaporators played here. I got a copy. The Evaporators are on that record too. What is it? Canadian Relics, I believe, is the name of that compilation.
It is, and the front cover picture is a picture of Relic from the Beachcombers, who you probably are aware of by watching all the Canadian TV that you do when you're in Seattle.
Right, and the Ian and Sylvia song, which. In the liner notes, I believe they said they were like the Canadian Sonny and Cher, which that's I think that's fair. I don't know if they had a TV show or not, but they were it seemed like they were pretty popular, especially up in Canada. But the Insignificant Specs, you could tell me who were they? It said featuring Carl, the Significant Spec. Was he in Zampano? Was that?
That's what I'm guessing. It was Carl Newman.
Yeah.
Zampano, New Pornographers, A.C. Newman, et cetera, singing on that particular track. That's amazing, though, you isolated that one, because it kind of ties into what you played before that, and that was Nico Loves Rock and Roll by Girl Trouble, and Nico and Carl joined forces later.
Yep, it's all tied together.
That was Nico Case and her song. Well, not her song. I think it's in honor of her for all the go-go dancing she used to do.
Right,
when did you first run into Nico Case, or when did you first see Girl Trouble? Did they have Girl Trouble go-go dancers?
The first time I saw Girl Trouble was in 1989, and actually that was the show where Nirvana opened for them at the Hub Ballroom at UW campus in Seattle. But you know what? Jerome, or Giggles, who used to be in the band, he went to school with Nico. He went to high school with Nico. So I think in like 88 or 89, I used to go down to see shows in Olympia and with Giggles and Nico would come. So yeah, she was I think she was living in Tacoma at the time in the late 80s and I'm sure that's when she hooked up with Girl Trouble and yeah, she used to dance for him and stuff. But
what was that Girl Trouble Nirvana show like?
It was awesome. That was the first time I saw. I mean, to be honest, I didn't think at the time. I didn't really think Nirvana was. I liked them later, but at that point, I thought they were. They weren't that great. But I hadn't seen Girl Trouble before, but they were amazing, you know, and they still are. But I mean, at the time, it was just, you know, there was a lot of people there. I think the Fluid were on the bill, and you know, people were going crazy. I remember Mark Arm jumped off, you know, jumped off the stage in the middle of the Girl Trouble set.
So they went over quite well in the middle of that Sub Pop audience because they just recently did sort of a gig at the Sub Pop 20th anniversary, didn't
right.
they, Girl Trouble?
Yeah, I went and saw them there too. It's funny, they keep going, you know, and they're still good. They still got it.
And when I say sort of did a gig, they weren't officially invited. They did their own gig, didn't they?
Right. Yeah, I don't know the whole story about that, but they didn't. I know that they got passed over or they didn't. I know a lot of people. I think you know probably didn't realize that they had a record on Sub Pop. You know,
it was Sub Pop / K Records, wasn't it?
Right. So yeah, they went out and played outside and played acoustically, and there was a decent crowd that came and watched them play. And
but they went over well in '89 in the Hub Ballroom then.
Yeah, definitely.
And before that, we played Wizard's Castle by the Leather Uppers, a band that I know you have played with and you share a record label with, Rick. And again, we're speaking here to Rick Riri from the band Head, playing tomorrow, Saturday, October 11th, at the Railway Club. Wizard's Castle, the Leather Uppers!
Yep. That song has been stuck in my head since I heard it, I think, again, with the show with the Evaporators at the Comet down here in Seattle a few years ago, before that record came out. It's just kind of that, I don't want to hassle, take me to the Wizard's Castle has been stuck in my head ever since.
And you share a record label with them.
Yeah, Goner Records, yeah. We both put records out on that label, so. A great label.
And before that, we heard Tire Shredding by your band, Head. Is that on Goner Records?
No, it's not. It's on our label, Evil Clown.
Was it on the compilation that was released on Goner Records? Was there a compilation of your stuff released on Goner Records?
No, that Heil Head, that we put that out last year too. That's on Evil Clown Records. The only the Goner, I should have given you that to put on the show, but it was a single that came out last year. That's what was on Goner. And it actually has Kurt Block playing guitar on it, though, from the Fastbacks.
And we began the Nardwuar Human Serviette radio show with Another Way Out by Brave Belt. What can you tell the people about Randy Bachman and Chad Allen and Brave Belt?
Brave Belt. Underrated. They're the band after the Guess Who and before Bachman Turner Overdrive. And I guess Chad Allen quit the band. And then that led to Randy Bachman forming BTO. And, you know, so it seems like Chad Allen kind of got shut out of two big bands before they made it. So
recently there was a Chad Allen CD that came out, and I interviewed him on my radio show. And actually an amazing rock and roll moment occurred, because on that same Nardwuar Human Serviette radio show, I was doing an interview with Mick Jones from The Clash. And later on in the show, Chad Allen was scheduled to phone in, but he phoned in early. So I ended up having Chad Allen and Mick Jones of The Clash both on the line at the same time on the Nardwuar Human Serviette radio show. And both of them, of course, loved Johnny Kidd and the Pirates. It was just like an amazing rock and roll moment. Similar to this one here with Riri from the band Head on the Nardwuar Human Serviette radio show. Head playing tomorrow night in Vancouver at the Railway Club. Right off the bat, though, back to the actual questions to your actual band here, Riri. You met The Who. How did you meet The Who?
I met The Who?
I thought you met The Who with Dave from The Fallouts. You guys went backstage. Or
no,
Dave met The Who.
I was at that show. Dave met The Who.
Okay, how did Dave from The Fallouts meet The Who?
Well, let me tell you all about it. Actually, I think the deal with that was because of the wiretaps, and it was something to do with Karen, who is the singer, and they had some connection with Pearl Jam, like they were in, you know, friends with some of the people in Pearl Jam, and they wound up getting, you know, to go backstage. And I remember Dave telling me that he was, you know, like sitting, you know, 5 feet away from Pete Townsend, which I know to him was, you know, one of his big influences. And but he didn't say anything to him. He was, I think he felt like he didn't know what to say, and so he's speechless, I guess. But yeah.
Well, I mentioned Dave because he's your good buddy in a lot of adventures. Now, did you and Dave from the Fallouts, Rick, were you guys involved in the Susan Powter escapades?
No. Actually, other than just constantly reminding him of things that were on the tape and referencing things from his tape, that's the extent of it. But that was all him and him working at Fantagraphics, and you know.
And for people that don't know, Susan Powter was an infomercial guru. Do people still know who Susan Powter was or is?
Yeah, I think so. And, she, you know, she lives in Seattle. She used to have those infomercials that were nationwide, but she, at some point, she settled into, you know, she moved to Seattle. And just recently, I was at some grocery store, and I saw, you know, those things where it's like, take one, you know, these little slips of paper you can take down, and it was for Susan Powter teaching a yoga class. So, kind of, I guess, a little bit of how the mighty have fallen.
And Dave, how could she fall? She was pretty low to begin.
She was stopping the insanity, though.
It was pretty amazing, actually. Yeah. And Dave used to prank call her quite a bit. Also was curious, though, about your adventures with Dave with the Fallouts. Just talking to Riri here from Head and your good buddy Dave from the Fallouts. Your adventures with the Star Trek lady. Because we're going to be playing that a bit later on. What can you tell the people about the Star Trek lady and the track we're going to play at the end of this interview?
Well, when, I guess, what was it, 2004, Girl Trouble had their 20th anniversary show down here, and they asked the Fallouts and Head to be the opening band. Unfortunately, we had another show, and it was like, you know, within a couple of weeks. Usually it didn't seem like a big deal, but we asked the promoter or the person booking the club, hey, do you mind if we're playing this other show? And they seemed to be really bothered by us doing it, so we were like, I guess we can't do it. And, well, we decided instead what we'd do is we'd play as the Razzle Dazzle Gang, which was basically Head along with Dave from the Fallouts on guitar as well. And then we did, you know, a couple of, you know, it was mostly covers. And anyway, one of the songs we did was the song from Star Trek from the episode The Way to Eden, which is, I think, more commonly known as the Space Hippie episode. And, we just did a song from that, and it sounded like a song that I was a little surprised. Maybe somebody else has covered it, but it seemed kind of like a song that should have been covered by kind of a garage band or something. And anyway, so we do it, and that's kind of like the end of it. Don't think any more about it. Well, then, I don't know, probably 6 months later, Dave gets a call at his house, and someone asking, is this... Dave from the Fallouts, and he goes, yeah, who is this? And anyway, he was a little, you know, a little like wondering, who's this person calling me? Why are they asking me these questions? It turns out that the lady that was in the Space Hippie episode, who sang part of that song, had read about it on Girl Trouble's blog somehow, like searched for it or searched for Space Hippie on Google, and found that, you know, they said, yeah, this band Razzle Dazzle Gang, featuring Dave from the Fallouts, covered a song from the Space Hippie episode of Star Trek. And so she called him out of the blue you know, said, oh, I'd love to hear it. And we still haven't really recorded a good version of it. We've recorded it once, but we still need to work on it. But anyway, it was just, you know, completely out of the blue. And apparently she paints portraits of astronauts, like NASA astronauts for a living. And I can't remember her name, but... yeah, that's the story behind that.
So was she in the actual Star Trek episode? Because the song you sent me that we're going to hear is called I'm Talking About You by Charles Napier. How does she fit into that?
Well, Charles Napier, if you know who he's the guy with, he's got a really big jaw. He was in Rambo. He was in the Blues Brothers. If you look him up on like Internet Movie Database, you'll find him. And he's just a veteran character actor. Apparently, he wrote that song, although he doesn't get credit for it, which isn't surprising. I think you know, probably the Gene Roddenberry or someone else is getting the credit when that song gets played. But he wrote the song, and she's halfway through the song when it slows down. She's the one that's singing. She's on the show. She's like right next to him when he's singing it. And she's got blonde hair and just looks like a typical kind of a groovy 60s chick.
An amazing moment.
Yeah.
All caused because some club didn't want to book you guys, right?
Yeah, they didn't want us playing that show, yeah.
And you are Rick from the band Head playing tomorrow night at the Railway Club in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And also on the bill are the Master Apes, the Dead Ghosts, and the Manipulators. I first saw your band, I think, Rick, at the Weathered Wall in Seattle, Washington.
Right, right.
Whatever happened to that club, and what is the club scene like in Seattle, Washington now? What happened to the Weathered Wall?
I don't know. I think it was a comedy club. And I'm not sure, it might not be doing anything right now. I think it might be empty. The club scene is, it's hard for me to say from my perspective because, we have a place we can play, the Fun House, where your band, the Evaporators, are playing next month with Girl Trouble, I see. That's a constant, you know, like a place for bands that like Head or, you know, the Evaporators or the Fallouts or whoever can play. So, you know, there's always a place to play. But I don't think, like in the early 90s when there seemed to be more clubs that were like that. So, there's a lot of clubs still, but a lot of them that I never bother to go to because it's just not playing the kind of music I'm interested in.
How about the legendary Crocodile? That's reopening?
Yeah, it is reopening. I just looked at their website yesterday and it says it's under construction. But, they're reopening and it's the... Some of the people I hear are the same people from before, like the Soundman, who, that's a good thing, because he was a great Soundman. And I like that place, so I hope it works out.
So Heather coming up to Vancouver to play a gig. Was the last time you played in Vancouver over 10 years ago?
Whenever the I Got a Rash show.
With the Murder City Devils.
Right, right.
Did you ever play with any of them in the years following, or have you ever run into any of those guys?
No, we played with them before that show. We played with them once in Seattle, pretty early on when they were, when they just started. And even then they were pretty popular though. But, I haven't seen those guys. I haven't followed their thing. I guess they played a reunion show last year, but, I don't know what they're doing now.
You often come to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada for the record swap meet, really.
Right.
What sort of recent purchases have you made? What have you scored in Vancouver? How do the record swap meets differ from the Seattle ones?
They used to be more different. I think more and more, probably because of eBay, it's not as good as it used to be. Maybe you've seen the same thing. I remember you got that Modernettes record at the one I was at. That really rare one. I can't remember the name of it. Gone But Not Forgiven, I think.
Indeed, yes.
Yeah. And I haven't been able to come up for a couple years, but I was thinking about that also. I was like, maybe there was just one like last month, I think, I missed, but maybe next spring I'll go to that.
What have you scored at Vancouver Record Swap Meets?
I can't think of anything offhand. It's not usually punk stuff. It's other stuff, like weird soundtracks or other things like that. I remember, and sometimes it seems like I remember the stuff that other people got, like Dave got stuff. A lot of times you find, seems like stuff gets imported from, to Canada. Maybe more imports than in the U.S. There's like different stuff that you can find in Canada, but, nothing off the top of my head I can think of.
Rick, how about food in Seattle? Gorditos. What do you think of gorditos in Seattle?
I was just there tonight with Dave Holmes from the Fallouts, actually. Yeah.
Did you have a wet or dry burrito? Because they're famous for the gordito.
I had a wet burrito. Yeah, that's amazing. Have you been there?
Yes, I've been there several times. I guess I was just thinking that's one of my favorite places in Seattle, Gorditos, for the burritos, etc. And for the hamburgers, it's Dick's. of course. Dick's Drive-In. Do you have any Dick's trivia at all? Dick's, the best hamburger joint. It's so good. Tell me about Dick's.
I've got no stories on Dick's that I can think of. Actually, that's not true. I saw Dick's get robbed once. That was exciting.
What happened?
Came up to the register and he pulled the money out of the register and he started to run out the door. And the because this is on Queen Anne. This is the all of them are drive-ins except for the Queen Anne one where it's a sit-down one. You can go inside. So the guy grabs the money out of the register and starts to walk out. I guess it wasn't robbed. It was more like he grabbed cash out of the register. And the guy at the register said, "Stop, thief!" And the guy that was running out with the money just told him to shut up and kept going. And that was the end of that.
Week of Head, coming to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, tomorrow night to the Railway Club with The Manipulators, The Dead Ghosts, and The Master Apes. You're from Seattle, Washington. You've lived in Seattle, Washington for the longest time. What Seattle TV stars have you met or do you know about? These are people that I've watched year after year. For instance, Steve Rabel and Gene Einerson. What do you know about them?
I haven't met either one of those people, but
they are classic Seattle TV personalities, aren't they?
Yeah, Jean Anderson. Yeah, she's been on KING for God knows, I don't know, since 1970 or something. Steve Rabel, I think ever since he quit the Seahawks or retired or whatever, he's been on TV. So you see them up in Canada?
Yes, we've been seeing them up in Canada for years, just as you've been seeing Canadian TV for years. Or have you been seeing Canadian TV? What Canadian TV did you see, and what Canadian TV don't you see anymore?
All we get is CBUT, I think, the CBC station. There used to be three of them, I think, but that was a long time ago. We used to get, I just remember them from the channel. There was Channel 2 and Channel 6. And I think there was a Channel 8. And then there used to be KVOS, which kind of seemed like Canadian TV to me, in Bellingham.
KVOS TV, Channel 12. But go for it.
I heard that that's switching to be Spanish or something like that.
You can actually still see the transmitter when you drive through Bellingham. You can see, like, the giant antenna for KVOS Channel 12. It's pretty amazing. You rave, Rick, about Channel 117 on your MySpace blog.
Yeah, RTN. The Retro Television Network.
Is that all over the States, or is that just out of Seattle?
I guess it's a syndicated thing, yeah. I think you can get it in other parts of the States. But, yeah, they're showing, old TV shows, which is anything other than infomercials or Roseanne is a step in the right direction.
For Canadian TV shows, Rick, of Head, playing the Railway Club tomorrow night, you've been obsessed by that show 15, haven't you? What was the show 15? I'm saying what was because maybe people don't remember the show 15.
It was a Nickelodeon teen drama soap opera. It took place at, Hildale High, I think, was the name of it?
Hillside.
Hillside, right. And if it's remembered for anything other than, you said that they, I think at one point that you heard that the rumor was that it was all ad-lib, that there was no scripts. But I don't know if that was ever confirmed. But I think it's mainly remembered, other than just being unbelievably bad, so bad it's good, is that Ryan Reynolds was on the show. He played Billy. And now he apparently just married Scarlett Johansson.
In Canada! He married her in Canada, too!
Wow. Yeah, so, little Billy's all grown up.
The show 15 you love from Canada, you're waiting for that to go on DVD.
Yeah.
Were there any other ones that you just obsessed over, or was that the main one?
Well, I like 15, and, Degrassi Junior High, of course, and Degrassi High. I don't watch the new one, though. Is that one still considered, is that the Canadian show, or?
I guess so, they still shoot it in Toronto.
Yeah, well, and David told me tonight that you interviewed, Joey misunderstood what you were talking about when you interviewed him or something. You said something about him being a midget, or it'd be like he was delivering pizzas. And
I was trying to give an analogy, and it kind of went the wrong way when I talked to him years ago on the Nardwuar Human Serviette radio show, just as I'm speaking here to you, Rick, on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show. Rick Riri from the band Head from Seattle, Washington. You've been watching Canada for a long time, and now you're returning. You're returning. Head are returning to Canada to do a gig tomorrow night at the Railway Club. The Fallouts will not be in tow with you. However, I have seen the Fallouts name, your good buddy Dave from the band The Fallouts, mentioned in connection with the band The Duchess and the Duke, who seem to be an up-and-coming Seattle band, kind of a hipster band. What can you tell the people about The Duchess and the Duke and The Fallouts?
Well, Kimberly, who's the Duchess, she plays bass in The Fallouts. And so that's a connection, as well as just being a, you know, she's a great friend of, you know, friend of Dave's and great person. And she's been in other bands. But that's, yeah, her big thing right now, I think, is definitely the Duchess and the Duke. And Jesse in that band, he was in the Fee Fi Fo Fums, and they were both in the Flying Dutchman together. I don't know if you remember them or not.
I remember the name. It's just great that they're really taking off, isn't it?
Yeah. Campfire Punk.
That's the tag for it?
That's what I think I just saw on their, on the Matrix, on one of their singles. It said Campfire Punk. That's, I guess, an appropriate title for what they're doing.
Now, are you playing a gig coming up with Kim from the band The Fastbacks, and how is she doing?
I just saw her. Yeah, she was at a show. Kurt Block's new, you know, his most recent band, his current band is the Sergeant Major 3, and we just played with them a few months ago. And Kim was there, and I heard she. I think she had some kind of a stint in the hospital for something. I heard, but that was, I'm not sure exactly what for, and that was like a year ago. But yeah, she looked totally fine, and she was, it was funny actually, because they were doing songs that I think were probably at the end of the Fastbacks run that didn't get recorded, and but she seemed to know them, and she was singing along with them on the side of the stage, sort of, kind of funny. So yeah, I don't know exactly what the deal is with the show we're playing, except that I know that she's playing with the band. So it's members of Sergeant Major 3 with Kim Warnick singing.
So, Riri, I'm speaking to you. You're in the band Head. What other heads are there out there? Because speaking of the Fastbacks, Duff from Guns N' Roses Fastbacks fame has a song called Seattle Head. What other heads are there out there? Of course, it was the Canadian band H-Head that won $100,000 that later surfaced in the band Broken Social Scene. This is on the Lollapalooza circuit. What other heads are there out there?
There's a head that was on Bomp a few years ago. It seemed like they were psychedelic or trying to be psychedelic or something. And then there was a band from the 60s. I remember, I think Michael Goodall, who did Recall Select, at some record show, he was trying to give me a record by that band. But I don't know what happened with that. But anyway, those are the other two I know of. But there's got to be, Jesus, there's got to be, you know, who knows how many heads there are. But yeah, I remember the H-Head. We were at Egg once recording, and Grant from the Smugglers was there, I think.
Right.
And he mentioned that he had talked to those guys or something, and he said that they were afraid. They saw our picture and thought we were gonna find out about them and hurt them or something. Which, you know, I find that hard to believe. But yeah, I say the more the merrier. Yeah.
Who is your official photographer?
Kenny the Gardener.
He's been working at it a long time.
Yeah. He's the official photographer, and he's hardly taken any of the photos.
Rick, from Head, what can you say about playing Girl Trouble's 20th anniversary? I saw some photos from that, and they had the entire audience all decked out in Archie McPhee beehives.
Yeah.
What is an Archie McPhee beehive, for people that don't know?
I don't know. That's like some gigantic, it looked like something the B-52s would wear. Gigantic pink and green wigs that they got everybody in the audience to wear, and it was an amazing photo. What is that? That's probably on their website, I believe, wigout.com.
Yes, I saw that. Those were Girl Trouble's 20th anniversary. I mentioned that they did play the Sub Pop 20th anniversary, and seeing all the stuff surrounding the Sub Pop 20th anniversary, did you go to the shows? Did you see the Sub Pop 45 on top of the Space Needle? That was incredible.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
can you tell the people about that? Can you describe what that was all about? Sub Pop were able to buy space on top of the Space Needle?
Yeah, I guess so. I saw that. Well, you couldn't see. I saw pictures of it, but, you know, from the ground, of course, you couldn't see it. But, yeah, it looks like the Sub Pop 45 label.
and you could see it basically from space.
Yeah.
They were able to take over the Space Needle. Has it gone that mainstream? They're able to take over the Space Needle.
You could see it when you're flying over in John Foneman's helicopter, I guess. You know, the president and owner of Sub Pop Records.
And how was that gig?
Other than the Girl Trouble thing outside, I didn't actually go to either one of the. It was two days, and it was at an outdoor thing in the suburbs, sort of Seattle, about, I'd say, 20 miles outside of Seattle. I didn't go to either one of them. I went to the comedy thing, though, which was on the first night, the Friday night.
Who was featured there?
Patton Oswalt, David Cross. You've interviewed David Cross, right?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, and he was pretty good. Although there was a baby in the audience, and it was like 6 months old and started crying. And it was kind of weird because it really screwed him up, you know, like threw off his rhythm and his concentration. And he couldn't do anything about it. It was, you know, it was like different than a heckler. He was kind of stuck. He couldn't tell him to shut up and get the hell out of there. You know, it was really weird. It was, I've never seen anything like that before.
Amazing!
Yeah, getting kind of heckled by a baby, sort of.
What about Seattle comedians? Are there any Seattle comedians on Sub Pop?
No.
Or any Seattle comedians?
The closest you could come to that would be that Jesse Bernstein, Stephen Jesse Bernstein, but he wasn't a comedian. He was kind of funny, though. There's been a lot of Seattle comedians. I don't know of any currently that I've been paying attention to, but there was a guy who actually killed himself a few years ago, Drake Sather, who used to write for the Larry Sanders Show and for other shows, and he was pretty funny. I used to see him on Letterman a long time ago, but he was from here. And another guy that used to be on Letterman, George Miller, he is from Seattle. He was pretty funny, and he unfortunately has passed away too.
Winding up here, Riri from the band Head, playing tomorrow night at the Railway Club in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. What sort of fests are you guys playing coming up? You got the Budget Rock Fest.
Yeah, after that, we don't really have anything lined up, but, you know, who knows. We've been offered, in the last couple of years, it really seems like we've gotten more. I think it's because of MySpace and email. Before that, I mean, we've been going the whole time, and
you've been going since 1990.
Right, exactly. And you know, there's a long time where we were getting, you know, kind of just playing in Seattle and not doing much else, and then we just assumed nobody cared or whatever, and then it seemed like when we got the MySpace page and also the email kind of thing going, we realized that people just thought we had broken up years ago. So,
it seems like you're playing quite a few fests. Budget Rock Fest, you played South by Southwest Fest, you played the Insubordination Fest,
yeah.
The Goner Fest. How were all those?
They were all, you know, the best one was South by Southwest. That was, like I said before to people, it was like a Beatlemania, except if it was, instead of millions of teenage girls, it was 75 middle-aged men.
They were waiting like 10 years to see you, 15 years to see you?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. And the other ones were... they were good and as well, but they're definitely the I think the best show we've ever had was that South by Southwest show. That was amazing.
What sort of covers are you doing, Riri, from Head? You're doing some Cock Sparrow? What sort of covers are you doing?
Cock Sparrow, Watch Your Back. We just did that one with... Actually, we just played in Reno, speaking of fests, I guess. We played the Debauch Reno, and Kurt Block was there. Unrelated, sort of. He was there on vacation, sort of, kind of a pseudo vacation, and he came to the show, and he came up at the end of the show, and he played the guitar on the song that we had on Goner that he played on, "Spend the Night Alone," which is that's a cover of a band from England called The Fatal Charm, and then he also played on Minnesota Strip, the Dictator song, and then the last song he played on was "Watch Your Back," which was a Cock Sparrow.
Have you seen Cock Sparrow live at all?
No, they never played Seattle, I don't think. I'm pretty sure they haven't.
How about the Ramones? How many times did you see them?
I guess four times. I saw them when Dee Dee was in the band, and after he left, they played here several times, and I kind of just, I wished them nothing but the best, but at the point when Dee Dee quit, I kind of decided that was it for me. But so I saw them in 83 and 84, and last time I saw them was in 89.
Well, thanks so much for phoning in to the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show, Riri from the band Head, playing tomorrow night, Saturday, at the Railway Club in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. That's Head, The Manipulators, The Dead Ghosts, and The Master Apes. And we're going to end with a couple songs here that you selected. The first one being I Made My Peace with the Hippies by...
Head.
By Head. What can you tell the people about I Made My Peace with the Hippies by Head? And we're also going to hear No Huggin', No Learnin' by Head.
I Made My Peace with the Hippies was inspired, I hate to say it sort of, but it was inspired by Jerry Garcia dying. Because I didn't like him. Although now I kind of feel like I realize that it's more like I didn't like the Deadheads more than the Grateful Dead themselves. But that's what, you know, they said what a long, strange trip it's been was one of their sayings, the Grateful Dead. And after he died, I was thinking, I don't care what kind of trip it's been. And, you know, I kind of had that song kicking around, and it just kind of solidified after Captain Trips passed away. And No Hugging, No Learning was Seinfeld, the show Seinfeld. That was the writer's kind of thing that their slogan or whatever, the thing that they tried to remember when they were writing the show was, you know, they always thought, no hugging, no learning. They didn't want any special episodes. And that also kind of stuck in my head, and when I had a chance to use it, it just worked out. So.
And then we're going to hear I'm Talking About You by Charles Napier from Star Trek.
Yeah, Charles Napier. That guy deserves more credit. I wonder if he has other stuff, because that's quite a song. It's a real mind blower.
And then Electrocute Your Cock,
yeah.
Live in Vancouver by the Angry Samoans from July 31st, 1988. You were up here listening to Angry Samoans in 1988.
Yeah, I saw the Angry Samoans in Club Soda. Is that still there?
No.
Yeah, on Homer Street. But yeah, they played there with Curious George opened. Another Vancouver punk band, I believe.
Yes, signed to Nemesis Records, home of the Offspring. Gotta keep them separated.
Yeah.
And we also have in there as well, Oi Canada by the Fallouts, recorded at the Parkside in San Francisco, California. Oi Canada.
Yep. I told Dave that I was going to have that on there. And I said, I don't know if Nardwar has a copy. He goes, he should. He put it out.
Well, this is a live version of the song.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I go, well, this is even more special because it's unreleased.
And also it segues perfectly into the next little segment on Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show, my interviews with some of the politicians that are running in the upcoming Canadian election. I don't know if you know, but we have an election going on too. So people will hear after the Fallouts my attempt to talk to Canadian Liberal Party leader Stéphane Dion, and in my interview with Canadian New Democratic Party leader Jack Layton as well. That's who's on the Nardwar to Human Serviette Radio Show today. Liberal leader, Stéphane Dion, Jack Layton from the NDP, the Conservative leader, unfortunately declined and would not make an appearance. But thankfully, Riri from Head stepped in to fill the void. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, vote for me.
Well, thanks so much, Riri. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
Yeah, Canada's the best.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Keep on rocking in the free world and doot doot a loot doo.
Doot doot.
talking about you. I'm talking about me. Long time back when the galaxy was new, man found out what he had to do. Found he had to eat and he found he had to drink. And a long time later he found he had to think. Yes, think. I'm standing here wondering.
What?
If a man tells another man, out of my way, he piles up trouble for himself all day. But all kinds of trouble come to an end when a man tells another man, be my friend. My friend. Well, what's it going to be?
There's a
across it, hardly even see.
Someone ought to take a step one way or other.
Let's say goodbye, or let's say brother. Together and have some fun. I don't know how to do it, but it's got to be done.
Please send me a call. Electrocute your. Does anybody hear Pogo? Yeah, fuck the pitless Pogo. Electrocute your car. This one's for the subhumans. You remember that?
Gotta be real, gotta be real, gotta be real.
And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show. You just heard there, Oi Canada, by the Fallouts from Seattle, Washington, live at the Parkside Club in San Francisco. Before that, you heard Early One Morning, a.k.a. the Friendly Giant theme by Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. And before that, the Angry Samoans live in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada on July 31st, 1988 with Electrocute Your Cock. And before that, I'm Talking About You by Charles Napier from an episode of Star Trek. And before that, No Hugging, No Learning by Head from Seattle. And before that, I've Made Peace with the Hippies by Head from Seattle, Washington. And all the songs you just heard right there were personal favorites chosen by Riri from the band Head. And before Girl Girl Action by Head, you heard an interview by and with by me, Nardwuar the Human Serviette, and with Riri of Head. And Head are playing tomorrow night, that's Saturday, October 11th, at the Railway Club with The Manipulators, The Dead Ghosts, and The Master Apes. Coming up right now, to end the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show, some encounters with Liberal leader Stephane Dion and NDP leader Jack Layton. I tried to get something with Stephen Harper, but as in other years, I've had a problem getting a hold of him. Why did I want to get a hold of him? Well, I wanted to see if Stephen Harper would do the hip flip and also ask him some questions. The hip flip is like a dumb 1960s twister-like game. And every time there's an election, I haul it out and see if the politicians will do the hip flip. So coming up right now is my encounter with Stephane Dion when he came to UBC a few weeks back, and then an interview with Jack Layton from the NDP. You'll hear at the beginning of this Stephane Dion thing, me negotiating with the security team about what I want to do. I'm trying to say, hey, I'm trying to ask if Stephane Dion will do the hip flip. I don't think the security team quite understood what I was talking about. Thankfully, it was a giant hall, town hall meeting I was at, and I was able to ask a question. If it was anywhere else, it wouldn't have happened. So to end the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show, an encounter with Stephane Dion. Again, remember, you're going to hear for the first little bit me negotiating with security people, and then Jack Layton. And to end the Nardwuar to Human Serviette, after the Jack Layton interview, we're going to have something from Jack Layton's favorite 1960s band from Montreal, The Rabble, and their song Black Potato.
It's this. It's the hip flip game. It's my hip flip game. I'm asking if you can do the hip flip.
No. I'm going to take that.
But can I, will you hold it down in the front so if I need to use it?
Because I want
to
ask him.
Yeah, if you, like, you want to hold it down front, that's cool. Because I want to ask him if he could do the hip flip.
No, it's not going to do it.
But,
no,
okay,
it's not going to touch anything.
Okay, okay, well, can you, will you return it to me? Will you
well,
keep it in the front? Okay, hold on to it. Okay,
it's not like I'm getting richer anytime soon.
Thank you.
I was wondering, if the Liberal Party comes into power, what can you
I'm
do
gonna put
for
it
us
up here in the
as
back,
students?
And you can get it at the end of the day, okay?
Can you just keep it on you so I can find you?
Yeah, it'll be up here at the back. Let me get by you. Let me get by you.
Okay, yeah. No,
you can get it at the end.
Okay, I was wondering if possible. Can you? Can I ask if he agrees to do it?
No.
Can I get it from
no.
you?
The issue of the century is nothing less than the
what
cost
you?
Of fossil fuels.
We've all, Prime Minister Chrétien has done the hip flip.
And
also, Prime Minister Martin's done the hip flip. Jack Layton's done the hip flip. So I'm just curious. You can keep it. It's just a silly game.
And use oil
he wants him to do the hip flip game, you agree?
So the cost of
it's he's done it before with Chrétien, he's done it before with Paul Martin, he's done it before with Jack Layton. I can get evidence if you like.
He wants him to do this game.
Barrels of oil
which is done with
yeah.
Paul Martin.
Every second. So the countries
yeah.
that will
do
tackle this issue.
I've done
this
it with...
This is embarrassing for you.
No, actually, I've done it for, with quite a few leaders before. Like, I've done it with Paul Martin.
I guess
it's...
Probably that's a negative.
But can I show you something?
We are only 33 million people. Can I ask him something else?
And we are facing I have some questions with that, to ask with that. And that's the last thing to ask him. I can show you me doing it with Prime Minister. Would you like me to show you the picture of him with Prime Minister Martin?
I'm a teacher myself.
Can I show you the photo?
My wife is a teacher. Nothing was more important for us than to have a strong plan to help.
I don't want to lose it. I don't want to lose it. Where can I get it from you?
Okay.
Mr. Dionne, welcome to the University of British Columbia. UBC is an interesting place for prime ministers. John Turner has been in the halls of the United States of British Columbia, UBC. We've also had in UBC passing through Kim Campbell. Kim Campbell was a graduate of UBC, and Kim Campbell, Mr. Dionne, was also on the game show Reach for the Top. So the question arises, Mr. Dionne, what game shows have you been on?
It's the most indiscreet question of the day. I'm not a graduate of UBC, but I don't know if a game show or not, but I wrote a book with a professor of UBC, Professor Don Blake, about the way that bureaucracies work. It's a very interesting book. Buy it.
That was what I was wondering was, would you do the...
I'm proud of that. I wrote the book. But
would you do, Mr. Dionne, the hip flip game with me? There's this game that I've been doing with the Prime Minister over the years. Would you be interested in doing the hip flip game? Just wondering. Can you answer? It's a... One moment just to explain. Kretchen did the hip flip. Paul Martin did the hip flip. Stephen Harper didn't do it.
Go on to the next question.
Is this the part where I'm... is that cheer... Can we at least...
Read this book. It's a really good one.
Mr. Dionne. Produce the hip flip to you and show you what it is? Can we at least... They took it away.
Please.
Afterwards, so can we talk?
Please.
Who are you?
Well, my name is Jack Layton. I'm leader of the New Democratic Party, and I'm a member of Parliament for Toronto Danforth. Is that what you mean?
And running for Prime Minister.
Indeed.
Jack Layton, politics is hard, but so is teaching school. You were a school teacher, weren't you? What sort of insults did the kids throw at you? Because every teacher gets teased.
They must have done it behind my back. And this was at in the university and college system. So, no, they were pretty kind to me, I have to say.
There weren't any about your hair? Come on, kids are pretty ruthless. There must have been something.
Yeah, and of course...
What was one that really got to you?
Well, I had hair back then.
Ba-boom! So they couldn't tease you about that. Was there anything else, Mr. Layton?
I can't really recall anything. No, I had a pretty good relationship with the students. Like I say, they might have had things to say behind my back, but they were always very gentle.
Students are quite cruel, but the same thing with the public. And people always notice things. You know, like in rock and roll, there's like this, you know, the Satan rock and roll sort of sign?
Yeah.
People have noticed that you have been doing this, Jack Layton, the pyramid. What is the pyramid? Is there a message behind that?
I guess that's interesting, eh? Because we have these sort of involuntary movements. Bringing people together, maybe? I don't know. What do you think?
I was just wondering if you might want to patent it. You know, apparently Gene Simmons of KISS invented this. Did Jack Layton invent the pyramid?
I don't know. I just want everybody to come into our party. It's an open door.
Jack Layton, in the 1950s and 60s, you grew up near Montreal.
Yes.
Did you experience any rock and roll, say, with any of the French Quebecois groups that I love? If you could just hold us for a second. These are some of my favorite groups. Do you remember any of these? Like Les Classelles, or Les Excentriques, or Les Sinners and their song Go Go Trudeau.
Go Go Trudeau. Yeah, this one has a vague recollection. I don't think that I could probably not hum that one for you. I was, more of a lighthouse and crowbar and the rabble. The Rabble.
The Rabble, that's a garage punk band.
It was a fabulous band of classical musicians who played mean rock and roll back in about 1965, 66. And MG and the
MG
Escorts.
MG and the Escorts. And JB and the Playboys.
Well, MG and the Escorts, of course, Billy Bryans went on to become the drummer for the Parachute Club in Toronto. He was their lead guy.
This is incredible, Jacqueline. All this garage 60s punk knowledge. I never knew you had that in you.
Yeah, well, we all have our little backgrounds.
Now, Jacqueline, you mentioned the band Crowbar, the Canadian classic band Crowbar, famous for the song, Oh, What a Feeling,
oh,
What a...
Hang on. You mean this one here? Oh, what a feeling. Join me on this. There's a long pause, and then it's what a rush.
Yes, Jack Layton. Now, what I was wondering, according to this book right here, if you could open to page 234, it's called Before the Gold Rush by Nicholas Jennings. There's an interesting story in here, and it says, Crowbar gave Prime Minister Trudeau an envelope with five primo joints of homegrown, telling him, here's a little Canadian treat for you and Marg to enjoy.
Is that a fact? You know, and I don't have this book in my collection, and I didn't know that factoid.
So what would happen if Crowbar gave you some primo joints of Canadian homegrown, Jack Layton? What would you do?
Well, Dave, you know something? The band is no longer functioning to the best of my knowledge, so I'll have to call it a hypothetical question.
Ba-boom, a great answer.
Look, I'm just trying to respond.
But if there was a functioning band, which band would you like to get homegrown from?
Hey, well, actually, Nick Jennings was one of those students you were asking me about before. He was a student in my class at Ryerson. I guess I better get a copy of his book.
But, Jack Layton, please, back to the question. If there was a band functioning today that gave you some homegrown, which band would you like to get some homegrown from?
You see, every question that starts with an if is a question that I'm not going to answer because it's hypothetical.
But you must have a favorite band. You do love Crowbar.
Yes, and I've got hundreds of favorite bands.
Jack Layton, Paul Hellyer was a Minister of Defense.
Yes, he was.
At one time. Now, what I was curious about, he loves UFOs. What's the official stance of the NDP on UFOs?
We're going to have to debate it at our next convention. It really hasn't come up.
Are the UFOs on board the NDP bandwagon? How are you going to win over the UFO vote?
I don't know if there is a UFO vote.
Jack Layton, how important is kissing?
Extremely important.
How come it isn't in any of your ads? I noticed there's quite a bit of kissing in the Bloc Québécois ad.
I don't know. That's a good thought. I'll have to go back to our ad team and see about kissing. Certainly, Olivia and I get photographed kissing from time to time, and we don't mind.
Jack Layton, do you keep your promises?
Yes.
I ask you this because the last time you were in Vancouver, I don't know if you remember this, but I asked you if you would do the hip flip with me.
I have the hip flip right here, and I guess I was just wondering if you would want to just do this.
Now, I don't have a real good recollection of that question from last time. I have to tell you, I'm doubtful. But
we do have it on tape, okay, and you said, when I come back to Vancouver, I'll do the hip flip with you.
I'll tell you what, next time I come here, I will have practiced, and perhaps we'll be able to pull it up.
Really?
So I was wondering if you would partake in a hip flip, because Paul Martin did a hip flip. Stephen Harper wouldn't let me do the hip flip.
Mr. Harper, would it be okay if you do the hip flip? Can we ask you once quick, the hip flip? Please, Mr. Harper. You guys don't have to carry me. Would you like me to walk?
Gilles Duceppe said, no way, but will you now honor your promise by doing the hip flip with me? We have it right here for us to come together and do the actual hip flip here. Jacqueline, this is... This is the hip flip right here.
Hang on. Do you want us to be... I see here there's the categories. There's the swingers and then the super swingers.
I would say super swingers,
would
probably, because whatever one would actually fit the Rabble
or Crowbar. They're going sideways. They're going...
Face to face. I would say the face to face.
Is that what you prefer?
Yeah, because we got to be one on one here for this. But it would be really great if you could honor this promise there, this campaign promise.
It would be my first campaign
promise being honored. Thank you. Okay, yeah.
Hang on here?
You can if you want. And then
just to get things started.
And I need to start. Whoa! Oh my God!
What happened to you?
You got it in the first batch. We took a whole bunch with Prime Minister Paul Martin. Well, thank you so much, Jack Layton, for doing the hip flip. We really appreciate that.
Well, it gives you a little bit of exercise on a daily basis. I'll have to try it with Olivia. It would be more fun with her than you. No offense.
Aww.
I'm sorry about
But you
that.
Totally killed it. That was awesome. Jack Layton, why should people care about the NDP? Why should people care?
Well, because we get results for people. People riding transit got help from the NDP. People needing affordable housing. People who want help with their school costs. We deliver.
And so far in election 2006, the NDP are the only band, the only person to win the hip flip poll.
There you go. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thanks so much, Jack Layton. Thanks for speaking to me, Nardwar, to Human Serviette. Keep on rocking in the free world and do-do-do-do-do.
Bop, bop.
Yeah.
Black potatoes.